Today is it. The whole purpose of this lesson today was to use it in multiple ways, but mainly to use it thinking about sometimes we miss out what's happening right now because we're thinking about other things. When we think about this and we look at it, one of the things that happens in this is that we certainly, as we came together this morning, our intent was to try our best to think of what we were doing here. But I will guarantee if the moment you woke up this morning, you started thinking about other things. It's just human nature. And so we're preparing for this, and we're preparing for other things, and then we start thinking about future things. And we put all those things together, and the next thing you know, we're out in somewhere 16 weeks from now trying to figure out what we're going to do right now 16 weeks from now. And that kind of puts a struggle on us. And so it's hard enough to live a day. But we do that, every one of us. And I'm sure that in our first assembly, some of the songs, some of the things we did, some of the scriptures we read may have made you think about something that's going to happen down in the future. It might even make you think about the end of your life. It might even make you think about what you're going to do to get prepared for eternal life. That's just the way we are. But it's a problem because I would like for us to just think about living for today. As we know, God created the day. And one of the things that happened this morning when you woke up was you didn't even think about it. I guarantee you didn't. You just woke up and you had a day. So you knew that it was sunlight and you knew you were still alive on this earth and that's what you had. But we don't realize or think about how God did this. He created this. He didn't live in this type of a situation. He doesn't live in time as we do. A comment's even made by Peter in 2 Peter 3 that one day the Lord's 1,000 years, 1,000 years one day. It doesn't mean anything to God. But it does to us because He made it that way. And He talks about the morning and the evening being the first day of a 24-hour period. So today God gave us this and it's God's gift. And I know several of you heard some saying along this line because it's something that several people have said in different ways that yesterday is history. You know, and tomorrow is a mystery to us, as we sang in those songs, so we don't know what tomorrow brings. But today is a present, is the present. And as someone said, it is God's present to us. He gives us a wonderful present. When we woke up this morning, He let us live or start living another day. Now, we started that as we count time from midnight last night, but it is another day. In Acts 17, Paul would talk about that and in verse 25, as he talked to them, he made a very important point about this. In talking about God, he said, "In Him we live and move and have our very being." That it is through God that we receive these things. That it is through God and God only that we have these things. Without Him, we wouldn't do it. And so He gives to all life, breath, and all things. Now, those things are important. He gives life. 1 Timothy 6:13 says, He's the one that gives life. He doesn't give just physical life. He gives a hope of eternal life. He gives breath. Job 33:4, Elihu would say that if He chose to take away His breath or His spirit, that animates us and keeps us alive, all things would die. Nothing can exist without God. We need those things, and without them, we cannot exist. But He gives us our needs every day. When you woke up this morning, you realized that you were going to probably need to eat something before you came today, and so you knew, though, that you had some things that were there available for you. But if God hadn't made all those things, there would be nothing there available for you, and you would just cease to exist. Every need that you had today, whether you want to believe that God gave it or not, it is through God that all those needs, all those things, He gives us all things. It is through God. It's a gift from Him every day. So, the lessons we might learn from this is that instead of thinking about yesterday that we can do nothing about or tomorrow that we really cannot do a lot about, why is it we don't concentrate on today? And I'm not talking about it because it's the first day of the week. I'm just talking about today. Because it is God gave us this day. He gives us what we need. He provides. And we should appreciate Him for those blessings today. But too many times we're thinking about what are we going to get tomorrow? What are we going to get the next day? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do that? Are we going to pay off that debt? And we so concern ourselves with us, we forget about what we actually have today. We should have genuine gratitude. Saying about Glendon. Glendon did not come last Sunday thinking that on Monday night he'd be in the hospital. I guarantee that. That was not on his mind at all. He knew he wasn't feeling well, but he never dreamed that he would end up in the hospital. So he enjoyed last Sunday. He didn't have to worry about that because he wasn't privy to that information. But he did go in there, and I know he appreciated Monday as well because he appreciated the fact the doctor called him. He appreciated Tuesday because on Tuesday they helped him with his problem and did some things for him. Have I got those dates right? So here we are with this, that in reality all of these things are of a benefit to us. I think Tuesday and Wednesday should have been the 2 days I mentioned. So on Wednesday he got the things he needed. And on Thursday he was able to go back home. That's amazing. But each day he took. That's what he had. What about tomorrow? Well, the Bible talks about that. Bob read it to us. Don't boast about tomorrow. For we don't know what we have, God has planned for us. I think Brad read from Matthew 6:24. We shouldn't worry about tomorrow. And that should be, make that 6, if you will, 34. If you think about this passage of Scripture in 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So there's two things about tomorrow that I can point out to you. Don't boast about it, and don't worry about it. And I can give you that great advice because God gave it to us. Jesus Christ said these things, and certainly the proverb writer, Solomon, said these things, wise things. But the problem is, I have trouble with this. I don't know about the rest of you. Some lessons about not taking things for granted. We should neither boast nor worry about tomorrow. That should help us if we would just take that, what God wants us to do. Instead, we live for today. Tomorrow hasn't been given to us yet. So why do we get ahead of ourselves? Certainly, thinking about tomorrow, preparing for tomorrow, all those things are taught in the Bible about being prepared, and that's important. But if they consume our today, are they really worth it? Because guess what we'll do tomorrow when it becomes today? We'll be doing exactly the same thing over and over again, and we will never be able to really enjoy life the way God wants to. We have to have a proper balance between actually living today and then thinking about what we need to prepare for if there is another day for us in this life. Dylan thought about beyond. He thought, what if this is my last day? What if I can't straighten out things in my life? He admitted that his life has been a mess. He brought things on himself, just like the rest of us do. He knew sin was in his life. He wanted to get rid of it. So he prepared. But he didn't wait till tomorrow. He wasn't like King Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Dylan said, I want to become one. And see, we didn't do anything about this. In Acts 2:47, the Lord then added him to the church. Not to this local congregation, but to all the saved. Don't lose today. Our problem is we're spending way too much time consumed about worrying and thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow, and we take today for granted. But we need to make good choices today. In Ecclesiastes 5, he talks about this, and much of Ecclesiastes, if you look at it, is talking about certainly life under the sun. It's talking about life here. It's talking about the fact that we have some things going here, and we need to think about those things, and certainly we need to do this. And Mike used in his prayer about the fact that I had in the lesson last week, and I've been trying to talk about this, enjoy your youth, but it's in any age of our life. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. The problem is we have too many things and we complain about too many things rather than looking at the good things that are happening. So he would say in Ecclesiastes 5:18-20, here's what I've seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him, for it is his heritage. And it's for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. So if it's a gift from God, as we've been pointing out through this whole thing, let's look at verse 20. For he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. Isn't that something? Today, be busy with the joy of your heart. Be busy thinking about what's going on. We are so concerned thinking about, what am I going to do with my life? I was going to say at the beginning of this, you know, that maybe some of the little children don't think about tomorrow, but I know they do. I know even Emma, she'll talk about things I'm sure she wants later on. Some food she wants later. She's thinking ahead. We do that. But the problem is, it's difficult sometimes in enjoying today. Every one of us has our stresses in life. Every one of us has the things in our life. Every one of us needs the food and clothing and all those. But in Matthew 6, we've been given those. If we have faith in God, He'll take care of that, He says. How much of it? Well, it may not be to the degree we want it or think we need it. But if we eat today, if we have something to drink today, we can thank our God for it. And we should make some good choices about that today and live joyfully in those things. Enjoy them. Something that Moses told Israel, he said, you know, you need to think about your life. You just don't want to take your life for granted because God has planned some things. Now, you have some choices in this. And I'm going to give you what those choices are, he says, and I want you to think about them seriously. So in Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. That's what I've set before you, God said. Not multiple choices, two of them. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and keep His commandments, His statutes and His judgments. We were talking about that in the morning class. And that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. And I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against that you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, two choices. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. That's powerful. So He says, you got two choices. Now Joshua, when he's getting ready to die, said the same thing. If it seems evil to you, he said, to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you will serve. The gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's powerful. He wasn't giving his house choice in this. He said, when you're in my house, you will serve the Lord. Two choices. You'll either serve God or someone else, idols. Two ways to go. The Bible talks about that in Matthew 7, where Christ told them that there's two ways. One of them is a little more difficult or straight. It's a little harder to maneuver. It's a little harder to do because you have to actually think it through. You have to search it out. You have to look at the road map and you have to say, which way do I need to go? Then, as it says that, you have a choice again. And so as you narrow these choices down, it's not so, as he puts it, wide, like the way where you don't have to concern yourself over making choices. You just go wherever you want to go, and the next thing you know, guess where you end up? On a road to hell. Or you can take the straight way, the difficult way. Now, is it difficult in the sense that, wow, I just can't hardly bear this burden? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Christ would say, I've got the easy way. It doesn't put all the burdens on you, but people think it does because they can't do the things they want to do. They only get to do what God wants them to do, which are those things that are good for them. So today, not tomorrow, listen to God. In Hebrews 3, we've seen Dylan listen to God today. He listened to what God had to say about what he needs to do to get forgiveness of his sins. And if you're in the audience and you're not a Christian, listen to God today. Don't go away from here being like King Agrippa, because I'm sure that the days went by, if King Agrippa did not change pretty soon, he probably never did. The problem is, we need to accept it right then and there. You know, one of the things a car salesman will tell you is if you get off the car lot, pretty good chance you won't buy the car. The problem with us is once we go away, we just decide we're going to do what we want to do. But today, make a good choice. Live for today. Don't think about, well, I might do that tomorrow. In Hebrews 3, he said this had been a problem with the Israelites. still was a problem with the Jews, but it's also a problem for anyone. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts. That's where it originates. Not wanting to be obedient to God, thinking, I've got more time. I'm going to do what I want to do for a while, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll follow God. That's not the way it works. Today. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He's talking about those that have been obedient to God, and now they've let it enter into them again. They've hardened their hearts, and now they're not going to obey Him anymore. But exhort one another daily while it's called today. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Christians, don't harden our hearts. But if you're non-Christian, don't harden your heart today. Make a good choice like Dylan did today and become a child of God. Maintain our hope in God today. In Hebrews 6, we've got to have that hope, a hope that was help us, will anchor us to what we need to be anchored to. Starting verse 17, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. What's the hope all about? Well, the hope's not in this life. Today, if I make good choices, I can leave this life and have a hope of eternal life. I can leave this life and go to an eternal life. That's what it's all about. It's looking beyond into that degree, this life. Every day of my life, I'm thinking, what if this is it? That's fine. I don't have to worry my day throughout the day thinking, am I saved or am I lost? I can know He will forgive me. I keep that hope. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. And why can we know this hope and have it? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It says, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Have you faith in God today? Don't wake up tomorrow thinking, because there might not be a tomorrow. Today. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Today, believe in Jesus Christ. Today, as Dylan made the confession, he believes that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Today is the day. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And in Exodus 14, he commented on their faith and or lack of faith. He talked about that, and it's an example for us today. In 14:13 and 14, Moses said to the people, as he's getting ready to go in, he said, do not be afraid. They're getting ready to leave that land, and it's a problem because you can imagine their angst, knowing this great army and what they might do to them. And see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? This day, I'm going to take care of you. This day, you're going to see your salvation. This is the day. And I will tell you something. That's one time they reunited in it. They did believe in it. They put that blood on that doorpost and they got out of there. And they had their struggles with their faith, trust me, a lot. Just like we do, but they got out of there. Because the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Let it be God. But obey Christ today. He's the one sent out the invitation. He's the one that's given that beautiful invitation. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Compare it to the world. I can tell you what, my life's much easier than the people as I look around them because I put my total faith and confidence in God and because I obeyed Jesus Christ years ago. And in Revelation 22:14, blessed are those who do His commandments, for they shall have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. We can be in a condition of saved. We can be a part of the saved. We can have that hope of eternal life if we obey Christ today. So what are some lessons we might learn from this? So I'm not going to keep you an hour and a half. You knew I was kidding up front. The truth is, as He points out, to be busy with the joy of your heart. Where's your joy come from? Does your joy come from the things of this life and the things that you do? Or does your joy come from God? Does my joy come from God, or does it come from all the things of this life? Let me tell you where my joy is. My joy is in Jesus Christ. I try to make that. And what a blessing to be with others of like faith. To be in this assembly today knowing that you can be joyful every day of your life. So you have burdens. Well, now, guess what? As a Christian, you can deliver those burdens to God and to Jesus Christ. He'll take care of them for you. He'll make them easy. He'll fix it so that you don't have to concern yourself with them. Understand that there's only two choices and two ways to go. There's not multiple ways, as people point out. You can go your own way and things will be fine. God says no. It's mine or it's Satan. You have a choice. Which one do you make? Is it good or is it evil? Is it life or is it death? Is it the straight, difficult way? Or are you just going along through life hoping you make it that narrow way? And again, the term there, straight, means something that is you have to actually search out and do. It's not as easy as just doing what you want to do every day of your life. So let's let God speak to us through His Word today. Today. Not because it's the first day of the week, but because it's today. Let today be about God. Mike has a song he's picked out. What's the number?
902.
In just a moment, we'll be singing number 902. As we sing 902, please let today be your day of salvation. Don't harden your heart today. Don't walk away from here saying, I don't need God. I don't need to be obedient. Understand and know what Jesus Christ did for you when He died on that cross. He suffered, but it wasn't just a suffering. It was His death. He died for our sins. He was buried, and He arose again the third day because of our sins. That's a powerful thing if we think about it. And we're wasting away too much of our time when we're thinking about and boasting about and worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. Those will take care of themselves. Nothing wrong with planning, but be careful. And sometimes it just takes away from the enjoyment of the day. I think it's probably more difficult for young people, but that might not always be true because older people go through some difficulties too. As we find out in Ecclesiastes 12, as the body goes away, there's difficulties there, but enjoy every day because God gave it to you as a gift. It's His, from Him to Abe. He said, Abe, here, take this and use it and enjoy it. I gave it to you. Make the most of it. It's His present to us. Enjoy every breath, every one of them, because we never know when that last breath's going to come. So we always, always, always put God first in our lives. If you have any needs, we'd be glad to assist you. Would you please stand?